السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم إلى آخر الآية. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran that there are 12 months in the year, and from amongst those 12 months, 4 are very sacred. And the ulama mention that from amongst those 4, one of those months is Muharram. We are extremely grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we show our gratitude for in Him in allowing us to see another Hijri year. For allowing us another Hijri year and entering into another blessed month. In this month, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us that the best of fasting after the fasting of Ramadan is to fast in the month of Allah, which is Muharram. We can gather that this month is extremely special because Allah calls it His month. He connects it with Himself. So from this we can realize that this is a sanctified month. Thereafter we are encouraged to fast within this month. Now we may be thinking, we are told to fast in Ramadan. We are supposed to fast in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And now we're being encouraged to fast again in the month of Muharram. And you might think, why are we always encouraged to fast? My beloved brothers, fasting is of benefit for me and you. It is of no benefit to anybody else. It benefits the person individually. You're sacrificing something which is important to you, your food, your drink, your physical desires. And you're sacrificing it for a higher entity, Because he has asked you to, so you're leaving those things which are beloved to you and necessary to you for his sake, to gain his pleasure. Not only staying away from physical things, but trying to detox the soul and the mind from all of the impurity that we have gathered within it. You know, fasting is a normal good detox anyway, as a physical detox. You stay away from the food and your body starts to feel healthier. But also there is a spiritual detox involved. If fasting is done properly, it actually removes bad habits. If you control your eyes, control your words, control your heart from having hatred or jealousy, controlling your anger, controlling any evil habits that you may have, fasting is a way to detox our bodies from that. And then when you remove yourself from evil, there's nowhere else to go except gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You gain closeness to Him. Your soul gains closeness to Him. If the soul is pure and clean, then when we are put in the qabr for questioning, then it is our soul that will answer the questions properly. Who is your Rabb? What is your deen? Do you recognize this person? If the soul is unclean, then how will we possibly answer those questions? So this is why fasting is encouraged so much. It's a physical detox. It's a spiritual detox. Makes you more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we are here for, my beloved brothers. We are here to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in the holy month of Muharram. And some people, when they hear the month of Muharram, they begin to quiver and become fearful a little bit because they feel it is an unlucky month, or it is an evil month, or it is associated with some false and baseless beliefs. Some of those beliefs that some people believe that happen in the holy month of Muharram is, especially not Muharram, but 10th of Muharram, that this was the day that Adam alayhi salam was created. This is a false belief. This is the day Ibrahim alayhi salam was born. This is a false belief. This is the day Adam alayhi salam's tawbah was accepted. This is a false belief. This is the day Qiyamah will take place on. This is a false belief. It has no credentials. It has no authenticity. If a person showers on the 10th of Muharram, then he will never get ill in his life. This is a false belief. It has no credentials, no authenticity. And then some people associate it as an unlucky month, so that they don't even hold their nikah in this month. If you're going through your marriage talks, and if it's the month of Muharram, you will put it off, say, no, we cannot get married in Muharram. It's an unlucky month. Why is it unlucky? Because a severe incident happened in history in the holy month of Muharram, especially on the 10th of Muharram. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, he was martyred on this day. So people associate it as an unlucky month simply because a pious person became shaheed on this month, on this day. My beloved brothers, if this belief was correct, then if you go through each and every single month, you will not find a single month empty in which a pious person does not pass away. So therefore, these beliefs are void and they are baseless and they should be avoided. Also, some people say that it is unlucky because Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu became shaheed in this month as well. But apart from all of these things, why is it so special? And the holy month of Muharram was special before all of these baseless traditions came about. It has been special since the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah mentioned that it is a sacred month. He associated this month with himself. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 10th of Muharram in Medina Munawwara, he found the Jewish people, the Jewish community, they were keeping a fast on this day. So he inquired, why are you fasting? So they informed him that this was the day our Prophet Musa alayhi salam was emancipated and freed from the tyranny of Fir'aun and his enemies and his army. And Allah saved our Prophet. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that we have a greater right to celebrate in the happiness and the emancipation of Musa alayhi salam, I am his brother in prophethood, so we will also celebrate this day as well by keeping a fast with you. And then he mentions that if I am alive next year, I will also add the ninth. I will add a day before or a day after, just to separate ourselves from the Jewish community. And this is a lesson for me and you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was divinely inspired that he will not be alive next year. So he mentions, you don't often hear him saying, if I'm alive next year, then do this. I will do this. It was a lesson for the Ummah that to differentiate between the Jewish community and other communities. So the best version is you try and fast on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of Muharram. That's the best version. If you cannot do that, at least the 2 days, the 9 and 10, or the 10 and 11. And if you cannot do that, then you fast just on the 10th. And some ulama have narrated that just fasting on the 10th is makruh. However, the more accepted opinion is that it is not makruh to fast just on the 10th, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. So we cannot say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did an amal which was makruh and disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah. So the more accepted opinion is that if you can fast more, if it is in your capacity. May Allah give us all this ability. Now my beloved brothers, all of this is general knowledge and many of us know it. But there is one point that I want to link here which is of benefit to each and every single one of us, and it is a lesson that we can take from the 10th of Muharram. The 10th of Muharram is sanctified and special and important. Why? Because Allah emancipated his prophet, his true believer, his true follower from an evil enemy. An enemy claiming to be so great. Now my beloved brothers, ancestors and listeners, each and every single one of us has a Fir'aun chasing us. Not the real Pharaoh of Egypt, but we have some enemy chasing us. It can be an evil habit that we might have, that we cannot distance ourselves from. No matter how much we try and distance and run away from this evil habit, it seems to always just be there. We try and we try and we try, but there's no distancing ourselves from this evil habit, from this evil enemy. He's always constantly chasing us. You know, you could have an evil habit of flirting with other women. You're married, but you're flirting with other women. You're flirting with a colleague, a worker, an employee, a neighbor. It could be anybody. You know deep down within your heart and in your mind that it is wrong. But you are not utilizing the courage that you have to distance yourself from that evil habit because you are seeking or gaining a little pleasure from it. So in reality, you have the ability to stop. But you're not using it. You could have a habit of drinking alcohol. You know it's wrong. Deep down you know it's wrong. And you say, I can't help it, I'm addicted. Yes, of course, addiction is real. But deep down you know that you're not really trying your hardest. You could be smoking weed all the time. Or selling it. And you know deep down is wrong. But you're gaining some benefit from it, some pleasure from it. You know, your name in the streets is getting more. People are recognizing you. Your friend circle is growing. So you're gaining some pleasure from it and you're not really utilizing the manly courage that you have to distance yourself from it. So it's always attacking you. This enemy is always attacking you. It could be in the form of an evil habit. But me and you need to recognize what that evil enemy is for each and every single one of us. We are all being chased at a personal level. But what happened with Musa alayhi salam on this day? This evil enemy claiming to be so great, with all of his army, as big as the eyes can see, as far as the eyes can see, This army is chasing just a handful of people. And he comes to the edge of the water and there's no way out. And Musa alayhi salam's followers say, "You've doomed us. You've brought us here, there's no way out." But it took one man with conviction, one man utilizing the courage that Allah had given him. And he says, "Inna Allaha ma'i. Inna Allaha ma'i. Inna Allaha ma'i ya Rabbi sayahdeen. Verily, my Allah is with me and very soon He will guide me." It took one man with conviction, true conviction, and then Allah's help came immediately. From a way that it was impossible for them to get out. And from this ocean, pathways are made. Dry pathways are made. You know, you'll think, if pathways are opening up in the water, it's going to be muddy, they're going to be slipping, they're going to be falling. Allah even made the floor dry for them. In one narration, there was 12 tribes, so 12 pathways opened for them. And when they were walking, there was holes in the wall of the water that they could see each other passing by. When the help of Allah comes, it comes properly. It removes you from your problem. It takes one man with conviction to say, "I'm not going to give in to the enemy. And I'm going to seek Allah's help." And Allah's help, my beloved brothers, is always at hand. The message here is for me and you, that doesn't matter how deep we are within that evil habit, however much that evil enemy is chasing us, we need ma'iyyati ilahi. We need to develop this belief and this certainty that Allah is always with me. Allah is always with me. When people leave me, Allah is still here. When everybody leaves me, Allah is still with me. Whenever I sin, Allah is still with me. Whenever I am good, Allah is still with me. Whenever I am ill, Allah is still with me. Whenever I am doing something wrong, Allah is still with me. Ma'iyyati ilahi, to develop this closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is with me all the time. First of all, it begins in your mind. You have to always convince yourself. And then slowly, that belief penetrates your heart. When it penetrates your heart, your whole entire body begins to benefit from it. And you start diving in to a spiritual reality that you never knew existed. And many of us have never experienced it. Many of us may have. Many of us may be experiencing it right now. This is what we should always believe. Everybody else is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have a good thought about everybody else. And not think, "I am more close to Allah, I am so close to Him, and everybody else is kafir, and everybody else is gunahgar and sinful." Never have this type of thought with anybody. Think everybody else is better than you, and keep yourself lower than everybody else. My beloved brothers and sisters and listeners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to detach ourselves from these evil habits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipate us from any evil habits that we may have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon us His divine assistance and aid and guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept those of us that are fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sins of the previous year. It is also encouraged on the 10th of Muharram, especially this day. It is mentioned in a narration that if you are generous to your family on this day, then Allah will open up the doors of sustenance for the remainder of the year. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ability to act upon this and to show us the real benefits of this as well, inshaAllah. May Allah accept what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Can I request all brothers to please move forward and fill the gaps? Please stand close to the person next to you, and if there is a space that opens up, please move forward and fill it. Jazakumullah khair.